Here is the only legal Bible for over 1,000 years in the Catholic Church. It's the Biblia Sacra Vulgata. In other words, the Latin Vulgate.
And okay? The normal men didn't have that in their hands, did they?
Well, really, they couldn't afford it. The Baptists backed in forever all the way back to Christ. By the way, all Christians were Baptists till about 200 A.D., about 300. And the Catholic Church, Constantine married the church to the state in the 300 and something A.D., and even at that time, they still used the Greek New Testament, and even the Greek Old Testament. He commissioned 50 Bibles to be made. There are three of them in existence today. The Codex Alexandrinus, Vaticanus, and the Tischendorf's, which is the Sinaiticus. All right? But much later than that, here came this Latin Vulgate, and they did away with all Greek Bibles. Everybody spoke Greek. Koine Greek means the common language of the whole world at that time, from Constantine the Great, or not Constantine, but Alexander the Great's time on. They did that. But anyway, it's nice to have all these. There is so much English out of Latin. Of course, all medical terms are from Greek. All legal terms are from Latin. You have to remember that. Can you just say that? All legal terms are from Latin. All medical terms are from Greek. Okay? You will see this, and we're going to cover some of these terms tonight. Yes. You want to look at it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me show this up here.
Jim, I looked it up online and seen a page. Has anybody ever seen a page from the original King James Bible that they translated to English? You can't read it. You only know
I have one.
Yeah,
I wrote it.
Yeah,
I have one from the 1611 King James Bible. I will bring that. It's printed. It's very large and everything. But it was printed for the Church of England. Remember, King James Bible is for King James, the King of England.
Yeah, their English is not like our English.
Oh, no. It's different. First of all, it's printed in Old English, mm-hmm. Not in modern. Our modern English is printed after what year? You remember? Our modern English changed this print what year? Come on, girls and boys. 1800. Thank you, Marilyn. Do you know the teacher or something? 1800 is when the print in English changed, was in 1800. Of course, that's a long time from 1611, isn't it?
Well, then what gets me is how do most of these people, they think that the King James Version Bible is the only Bible that exists.
Well, that's been propagated for about the last 50 years among what they call fundamental Christians. It started off on a false... As a matter of fact, when it started, I was teaching Greek and Hebrew in the seminary. And one of the guys came and lectured to our seminary, and he was propagating this King James only business. The 1611 only, you know. Like that, and I asked teaching Greek also, but I asked the other Greek professor, I said, what do you think about this guy? Because I knew he was baloney. You know, it's hogwash. He said, he said, that man doesn't know up from down. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He said he may as well be a Catholic or Episcopalian. You know, but anyway, let's go to 118 is where we are, or 117. 117 or, well, 118. 119?
Yeah,
I think I was going to go back to 118, wasn't I?
Could be.
Okay.
I have the date.
Well, let's go to 119.
We're in James. What book are we in?
We're in the book of Romans. Romans. In 118, the wrath of God is revealed. All right? The righteousness of God is revealed in verse 17. The wrath of God is revealed in verse 18. And 119, diote. What's the next one?
Toe.
Nostone.
Two.
Theu.
Phaneron.
Esten.
En.
Altois. Ho. Theos. Gar. Altois. Ephanerosin. All right. Now, here I have seven different words for mind, which we've studied again, but it won't hurt us to go back over some of them, okay? Nous and Sophia, frein, nome, dialogismois, boule, and thelematos. All right, these are some of the words for thinking, the idea of thinking, okay? Let me go back over this with you just a little bit. Nous. All right, nous. The faculty of perception and understanding, feeling, judging, determining, spiritually. Okay? Nome. Ability to discern the capacity of judgment as far as conduct is determined. Brain. The diaphragm, the midriff, the mind, the intellect, carnal intellect, and which means common sense. Sophia. Divine wisdom, the faculties of the mind, to bring out the good. All right. Then we have Leo Dialogismos. That means understanding, being able to put things together. Thelematos, spiritual activating force. Those are some of the words from mind, and Paul is using all of them here. Man, we've gone through all of these words. He's just throwing them at us. He's giving you kind of like, instead of eating the same thing every day, he's just giving you bits and pieces of something new so you can look at it from a different angle. When you study history or language or anything, don't study it from one book. You'll only understand what's in the one book. And if you've been in my language and history library, you'll see just volumes and volumes and volumes of grammars and histories. I got one history section that's 7 foot tall and 4 feet wide full of histories. And that's not all of them. Got more in other places. And the language is the same thing. At least 7 foot tall and 4 feet wide. Just nothing but languages. You have to look at things from different angles when you're studying history. Like if you wanted to study about Hitler. Anyone who wanted to find about Hitler, you know, that's a bad name. But, you know, there's a lot of books written about Hitler. Find the books written about him by his friends. Find the books written about him by third parties. Find the books written about him by his enemies and take them all and sift through all of them, and then you might find the real person. If you look at it all the way. The same thing. If you want to study American history, don't study it from U.S. schools only. No, you're not going to get U.S. history. Study from Mexico's, Canada, France, England.
Different
views at different angles. All right? That way, and then you will come out with a real American history. All right? We'll find out what really happened over here on this continent. All right? Well, Paul is throwing at us different flavors, different kind of words, so we can look at things from every view. In the original language, We just have a word, understanding, mind, see. But to Paul, he's opening up all the different angles from the different ways you can look at things. All right. Because of that, that's diote. It comes from dia and hote. Because of that. Or literally, through because. That's what it literally said. Dia, through, hote, because. Or because of that. The known, the nostone. Okay, the nostone. Remember what we have, that we have this word as one of the words for mind. What is this word? We get our word knowledge from this word, don't we? And just look at it now. It says, gnostone. Actually, if we pronounce it right, we would swallow the gamma, which would be nostones. And look at our English word. There it is. How do you say that word?
No.
Do you say canoe?
No.
Or canal? No, it's no. All right, just like this.
Uh-huh.
So you swallow the beginning and you swallow the end. In Greek, you do that. You swallow a lot of letters. Okay? I just throw this at you just a little bit. Okay? What's that word there?
angelos. Now, if you pronounced every letter in there, what would it be? Agegolos. But that's not what it says, angelos. We got our word angel comes right out of that. Okay?
Well, the word for angel in Hebrew is malach. Malach. Angel, or even king, is from that same root. All right? Because of that, the thing known of the God. Of the God. All right, of the God. What would be the term here in Hebrew for God? Anybody know? Marilyn? Genesis 1:1. What's the term for God?
Elohim.
Thank you, young lady. Jesse, you got an A+ tonight. Elohim. The God. Ha Elohim, if you wanted to really put it there. Ha Elohim. Ha Elohim. Ha Elohim. The God. The Creator. The Creator. This is what it's talking about, the Creator. Now, I remember one time Brother Lee was talking to us in our classroom here, and he quoted something from a writer. And he said, every people in the world, all nations, have a Creator, an Elohim. An Elohim. But, boy, I'll tell you what, perfume is getting me so bad that even my lungs, that even this stuff bugs me. But only God's people have a, and that's the nameless name of God, the unspoken name of God, a Jehovah. All right.
And that means?
That means Savior. That's the covenant God. He who shall become. Jehovah is he who shall become. Where in the New Testament is that title fulfilled, and that title of Jehovah?
John 1:14.
Kai Ho Logo starts at the Ganato. And what is it, brother?
And
the Word flesh he became. Starks. All right. Starks. And we're going to look at this also. Starks. The Star. All right. Soma, body. Something physical. God became something physical. God broke out of eternity into space and time in the person of Jesus Christ. Okay? Because the thing known of God, phaneron. This means to be easily seen, put in light. Okay? Put in light to make easily seen, to be manifest. All right? It means conspicuous. The Latin word's conspicuous. I mean, our word conspicuous means out in the open, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It comes from conspiciantur, all right? Or manifestivit. Manifest. Conspicuous. Right? Manifest, easily seen, put into light, displayed, shown, displayed, is in them. In who? How is God displayed to every human race? To all the human race. All the three sons of Noah. All those, remember I told you when we studied the book of Genesis, where is the center of humanity? Where was the center of humanity? Where did it begin? That's right, the land between the rivers. All right, the Fertile Crescent, basically. The land between the rivers. That's where humanity began. If you trace your DNA, you're going to see it go back, right back to there. It'll go zip all over. You'll see all your different languages, but it'll go zip and go right back to Mesopotamia. All right? You'll see it, just like the Bible says. The furthest from the Mesopotamia is where the Hamite, the Hamitic people went. And the furthest away from Mesopotamia and the furthest part of the world, where would it be? Where would that be?
Is it Northern Europe?
No. That's close.
Huh? That's close?
That's close. That's still part of that whole continent. You just keep going over there. Tree squirrel could run all the way from Britain and Northern Europe all the way to the Middle East and jump from tree to tree at one time before they had all them oars and chopped all the trees down.
Well, how about America?
America? South America? How about where else? Aborigines.
Australia.
New Zealand. Okay. We'll find the most primitive, acting, living people. Not because they're stupider, but because they really don't care to have a whole lot of wealth. They live off the land, and they live a nomadic type life. Hunters and gatherers, okay? But we find out that they were the greatest doctors. They were the greatest inventors in the world. But all the three races of man, no matter where they go, guess what? God is manifest to them. There's something in man that draws you to God. There's something placed in man that draws you to God. Okay? Mankind, according to the book of Romans here, you're responsible in all these different places. Man is responsible for what light you have.
Yes.
The American Indians, when the white man came over here, they were worshiping God. American Indians. Of course, down in South America and Central America, and way back in the Incas and the Mayans and the Aztecs and all that kind of stuff, it was mass slavery, just like it was when you divide the earth. Guess where those continents come out of? What part of the Middle East and Africa? Where does this come from? Where do they build pyramids over there?
Egypt.
North Africa. That's the way it splits apart. So you see all those people in there, and you see mass slavery involved. Every time you see that type of thing. Well, you see an advanced civilization, but you see mass slavery. The Hamitic thing, that was one of the things about the Hamitic, certain portions of Hamitic people, some of them were, they believed in absolute democracy. And then some of them believed in tyranny. Slavery. All right? But the furthest ones away were the most primitive living. If you go into the Japhetic races, you'll find out that the Japhetic races are the ones that they spread. Japheth means to spread out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when God divided the earth, the Hamites went out and they basically were the pioneers in every area. They were the pioneer inventors and they were the pioneers. They went to the farthest reaches of the earth. By the way, the Hamitic languages are more divided and more complicated than the Japhetic languages and the Shemitic race languages. Okay? The Japhetic languages are the Northern European and what we call the Western languages, and that's what we call Western civilization. Okay? In the state of California, you know how many tribes of Indians were in the state of California originally before the Catholic Church came here and thrashed them?
227,
25,
I think.
No.
I got the map of all of them.
That's how many are left.
Before the Catholic Church
came here, do you know how many tribes of Indians there were in California? Over 3,000 tribes, and they spoke over 3,000 languages.
Wow.
Okay, and some of them, I've said, they had a feminine language and a masculine language, and of course, man still does today. What a woman hears and what a man hears are two different things. That's just the way it is. Okay? Well, all of them have the initiation of God dealing with their hearts. Okay? Manifest, it is in them. It is. Third person singular, present, indicative, active. It always is. It continually is. Estin. Period. Third person singular, present, indicative, active, from the to-be verb, amy. Amy a estin. That's how it's declined. Singular. First, second, and third person. In, that means in the midst of them, right in the middle of your heart. The cardia. Now, we get our word cardiac from the Greek. All right? Cardia. In your heart. And when they talk about the heart of man, and Paul's going to bring out the heart of man a while ago, the heart is the seat of emotion, intellect, good and evil. All right?
Decision.
Yeah. The intellect. Okay? Now we know, really, that's the soul where we do that. It's the soul. But they call it the heart. Okay? The heart of man is what? Evil. Continually going the wrong way. But also in the heart of man, in the midst of man, in every man, there is a conscience of God. In them, the God, Hotheos, the God. There is a God there. You can't go any place. And the furthest, absolute, they've never found the people that didn't believe in God, in deity. They all believe in God. There aren't 40 different races of mankind. Mankind came from Ham, Shem, and Japheth. That's it. The God, gar, that little old conjunctive particle there, gar, page 75 and page 1190 in A.T. Robertson's grammar. For it to them is made manifest. Third person singular, first aorist, indicative active, punctiliar. God doesn't keep on. You know, he wants to draw people to him. But there's a time when God cuts them off. Did you know that?
No.
There's a time. You've been born again. Most of you in here, I think, have been born again.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You've been born again. Do you realize, I read a book one time by one of those great teachers, and he spent about half of that book telling how people could be born of Satan. Born of God and born of Satan.
You know what you can do? The
you can resist God until what happens? You can resist God until you're cut off.
He turns his back on you.
That's right. We're going to see that too. He talked about this. H.A. Kirkland, I think was his name. The something of man. I can see the book. I can't see the title. God's Plan with Man or something like that by H.G. Kirkland. H.A. Kirkland. Spent about half of that book telling how man could so reject God that God would finally give him over to evil and turn Satan loose on him. Said, he's yours. That can happen young in life, maybe 30, 40 years old.
You never know.
So you don't know how long that is. I've always told people, Brother Madden used to get up and preach, you know, that old Cajun that was my teacher. He used to get up and preach. Boy, he was a coarse man. He'd get up right when he was doing a revival or something, he'd get up there and he'd say something like this. Y'all out there that are lost, you better leave right now. Just like that. His voice would just vibrate the whole room, big old about 6'8", 400 pounder. Y'all better leave right now. Because when I get through with this message, you're going to be double set on fire in hell. If you leave this place lost. And he meant it too. He'd make you feel real small and low down.
I'd like to hear some of that now.
You can go on the website, discovertheword.com, go back in Sermons of the Week, and go listen to D.S. Madden, Dr. D.S.
Okay.
Madden. He's on there. You can hear some of it. He had a tremendous effect on my life. Philippians 3 and 8, Hebrews 6 and 17. Acts 1:19 and 15 and 18, Acts 14 and 17 and 17:24, they cross reference to this verse. I'm going to read this to you in the Amplified Bible, maybe, if I can find it over here, real quick. Pray for Rebecca's husband. He has valley fever. I almost always give her this book to read. She reads real loud.
That's some bad stuff.
He's a school teacher. So she's used to talking before people, and she reads this really good. 1 and verse 19. The Amplified Bible says, for that which is known about God is evident in every person and made plain in their inner consciousness because God himself has shown it to them. God himself has shown it to them. That's pretty plain, isn't it? Because of that, the known of the God, the things known of the God, is plainly seen and displayed and shown in plain sight in their very innermost being, the God. For to them it is made easily seen. It is made easily seen. God will judge all people according to what light you have. Those down in the darkest points of Africa and in Americas for hundreds of years, when the white man came over here and met the North American Indian, the North American Indians, the Lakota, for instance, the Lakota. I know some Lakota, so I'll give you a little bit of that language. My name is Shugamiyatatonka in Lakota, which means the wolf that follows the buffalo herds, the traveling dog, the true dog. The name for the father was Wakantonka. Okay, Wakantonka. The name for the son is Tonkashila. All right, now they knew this. And the Holy Spirit is Skan Taku Skan Skan. Dakota, you remember what Skan Taku Skan Skan? Yeah, that's something that makes everything move and live. That's the Holy Spirit. Spirit in everything, in a tree. Tree has spirit. You can kill a tree, and it dies. Okay? But until you kill it, it's alive. It has spirit. It has something that makes it alive. All animals have life, spirit in them. The book of Genesis says they have nephesh. Nephesh. Remember what nephesh is? What's the word in Greek that's the equivalent of nephesh? Remember? Psyche. Soul. Well, we see this. The American Indian, when they came over here, they had the Bible and they started reading the Bible to them and said, "We know him." And they started making treaties with these people. They started making treaties with these Indian people, but these Anglo-Saxons, they didn't keep their word. Now, these Indians were really weird people. They believed in God. And they really believed in him. They trusted in him. They would never lie to him. If you heard of the peace pipe? You heard of the peace pipe? They take the peace pipe out. And the Indians would smoke tobacco. Now, it wasn't just some drug, okay? And it wasn't the kind of stuff that people smoke in cigarettes today. They would have red willow bark and buckberry and all kinds of different things and wild tobacco, and they put all this in the mix it up. No, not marijuana. Not hajin, as you say, in Indian. It was a holy thing. When you put that pipe together, you called God his presence with you. When they put the pipe together, they're praying. God asked God to come here and be witness for this. It was like a contract that Abraham made with God. When Abraham took and cut the animals up and put the sheet down on the ground or the tablecloth or whatever and walked between, and they would two people make a contract, give each other the shoe. Now, to among the American Indian, this is a binding contract with God as witness. So you didn't break that. The Indians here in California in the San Joaquin Valley, right here where we live, okay? All the Indians were different tribes of Indians, and they made treaties thousands of years ago with each tribe, and they smoked on it. When the white man came here, they ran the Indians out of the valley, up into the mountains, because they wanted the farmland, and they wanted there was a lot of elk here and everything else. They ran them up in the mountains, and the Indians that were landing out of the valley in the mountains were starving to death in the mountains. And the white men went up here and said, "Why are you starving to death?" They said, "Give us food." "Why are you starving to death?" "Well, our fathers made a treaty with these Indians here, and we said we'd never hunt on the ground." "Well, your fathers are dead. And their fathers are dead. So what?" "God's not dead. He heard the treaty." They starved to death. They said, "Oh, how foolish those dumb Indians were. They believed in God. This is the verse right here, verse 19. They knew that. And they believed, and they were accountable to that light. When the Lakota, when the Cheyenne, when all the northern tribes, when they made treaties with the white man, even the U.S. United States government, when they made treaties, and they broke the treaties, the white man broke the treaties, they said, are these some kind of animals that have looked like men, that don't have souls? How could they break a treaty when they've asked God to witness it? How can they do this? They cut themselves off from God. They're not. They can't go to heaven. Verse 20. Ta. That looks just like an English, doesn't it? Ta. Gar. Orata. Alto. See, that one looks, you can read that in English, can't you? And then Apo. Katisios. Cosmo. Tois. Toi masin. Numina. See that word? See all the words for mind in here that Paul's throwing at you? He's throwing every one of them at you. Numena. Katharate. Hey. Te. Adios. All right. Altu. Dynamis. That's where we get our word dynamite. Kai, you could read that right out of English. Theotes. Ace. To. Ana. Altus. Anapolegatos. Yep. Here we go. Now we start out with the conjunction is what? Where's the conjunction right here in the first little part? That's gar. Okay? That's a casual particle or conjunction, page 75 and page 1190, page 75 in the analytical lexicon, and page 1190 in ATR, A.T. Robertson. By the way, I've been going to tell you this. There's Kenneth Wiest, Word Studies. There's M.R. Vincent, Word Studies. There is A.T. Robertson's Word Studies. There are New Testament commentaries on almost all, well, on all the New Testament books. And you can go into it. A.T. Robertson is probably, his word pictures of the New Testament is probably the best that's ever been done besides mine. You can see up here on this table up there, there's gobs of them right there. He's got, I think, 6 volumes, and I've got 27 volumes in my New Testament word studies, but I go through every word in the New Testament. He'll skip over and just hit here and there. He'll study the important words of it. M.R. Vincent does the same. Bingle does the same thing. Kenneth Wiest does the same thing. All of these. You can get different. You can look up even on the internet and go to Bingle, Wiest, or M.R. Vincent, or whatever, you know, or A.T. Robertson. You can look up some of these verses. How many of you ever done that? How many of you ever even heard of it? I think I probably told you about this sometime or another. All right. For the not seen, rotaia. And you know what that word would be in Latin? This word not seen? We got our word right out of it. You ever heard of the invisible man? You know, the old horror movies, you know, that had the invisible man on and all this stuff, you know. He'd take his clothes all off and nobody could see him. He'd run around and do things. The Latin word is invisibilia. Invisibilia. We got our word invisible right out of that. The not seen. See that negative on the front of it? That alpha negative on the front. Not seen. Invisible. Colossians 1:15, if you want to cross-reference that over here to that. The not seen of him from creation. Katisios. Katisios. The Crete, we have the Creator. The creation displays the Creator. I ran into a good deal on this watch years ago. This is a Rolex. I think I gave $400 for it. I found it in Hawkshaw. It's about a $3,500 watch. But it didn't run very well. So I got it. I took it to a good watchmaker and he fixed it. They had put the wrong mainspring in it somehow or another. Anyway, this watch is made by Rolex. It's an Oyster Perpetual. Okay? Now, it has a maker. This watch didn't fall out of heaven. It didn't fall out of heaven. It didn't just fall down and flop out on the ground. Do you believe that this could just happen? It's stainless steel and 18 karat gold and it's 26 jewels with an automatic winding and waterproof and all that kind of stuff. Do you think this fell out of the sky? It's just as ridiculous to say that this world that we live in fell out of eternity past, eons, and happened like it is today, like the human race. The dogs and cats, the cows, the trees, the grass, the wheat, the corn, the strawberries. Just happened? No. That's designed, man. I mean, that's designed. This thing was designed. Design. There's a factory over there in Northern Europe that builds these things. I didn't say my watch just evolved. The creation calls for a creator. You see water. Let's look up on top of the land. What do we call the terra? That's the land. All right, the land. Go out there on the land. What is a dog on the land? A sugar. Yeah, it's a Tonka, the big wolf. What is he? Look, just think about a dog for a while. There's all kinds of breeds of dogs, from little tiny things to big ones. Okay? Out in the ocean, where's the dogs? Anything bark in the ocean? Yeah! There you are! Sea dogs.
Got a sea horse, but got a sea dog.
Yeah. Think about that. How about spiders? Any spiders in the ocean? What are they?
Crabs.
Think about this for what? Above the water and below the water. Think about it. Are there any plants and trees down in the ocean? Mm-hmm. Well, sure there are.
Even weeds.
Yeah.
Weeds.
Yeah, that's right. Both places? That happened? You go and study the ocean. I used to love to go out in the ocean. Bill doesn't like the ocean.
Nope.
I tried to get him to go out in the ocean with me and go fishing with me, and he doesn't like going out in the ocean.
The other day when a guy got hit by a shark.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Yeah. I was out there in the ocean, and we see something. I took Marilyn out there, and Marilyn started drawing ocean pictures. Because she now understands how the waves go and all kinds of stuff. And every time we go out in the ocean, there's something fantastic that we see.
Yeah,
we bring up something weird looking or something, you know. That's a place of miracles. All kinds of stuff out there in the ocean. The creation of God screams that there is a God. Screams, I have a maker. I have a designer. For the not seen of Him from the creation, Creatorah, of the cosmos. In Genesis 1 and 1, it says, Barashis, Bara, Elohim, Et Hashemayim. All right? Et Hashemayim, that's a sign of direct geography, by the way. And Ace in the New Testament is the same thing in the Greek. Hashemayim there, that's the word for universe. God created the universe. And in Hebrew, it's so beautiful. Because He created the universe, and then He took and placed the little pebble, earth, in the right place.
Not too far from
here. Not too far, not too close. Just exactly right. You know, the book of Job is an absolute scientific book. Did you know that? There are things that are written in the book of Job that no one could have known if God did not reveal it to Job. There are different planet structures out there, different constellations that are held together by gravity. Only a few of them. And Job names the ones that are held by gravity. All kinds of stuff. The earth screams that there is a God. The cosmos. Tois poemeson. By the things having been made. Being understood. Nous. Remember when we had nous? The faculty of understanding. Nous. Numina. Perceived spiritually. Being understood. Nominative plural neuter. Present participle passive. Having been caused to be understood. Are clearly seen. Katha arate. All right, comes from kata and horao. That means to downsee, to inspect under a microscope, so to speak, under plain light with magnification. Clearly seen, third person singular, present indicative passive. Cause to be clearly seen, and then we have this little a there. Te, adios. Everlasting, always existing. Olam in Hebrew. Everlasting. Olam. Adios.
It means the same thing in Spanish, like God be with you, or?
Everlasting, always existing. That's what this word, adios. Adios means God be with you. It comes from Latin. Deus. Okay? It comes of divinitas, or deus. Okay? That adios doesn't mean God be with you. This here is adios. Adios. How to? The everlasting, the eternalness of God. The eternalness of God. Demas, power. Power. Virtus. Et divinitas. Dynamis and Theotes. Power and Godhead. How much power do you think it took to create the sun? That's one of the...
Just one
light out there in the sky. The sun is just one light in the sky. The moon reflects off of it. It's like a reflector. When Nelson Miles took over after Crook, chasing after Geronimo, they was 5,000 soldiers chasing 30-something Indians. He wanted to do all the money. He was going to get them 30-something Indians. He was going to take them and incarcerate them and ship them off to Florida and get rid of Geronimo and Mangus and a few others. Up on top of the mountains, he put heliograph.
Heliographs,
where they would flash light from the sun, and they would go from mountaintop so they could tell where there was going on. They chased them boys for like 1,900 miles. As they were chasing them, the Indians tried to get away. They never killed one Indian. Not one. Didn't kill one. But they sure lost a lot of men chasing after them instead of just leaving them be. Leaving them on, but they wanted them under control.
No, no, no. 35 Apaches brought the U.S. Army, which was the U.S. Cavalry, to a standstill. And the cavalry finally gave in to him. He gave up three times.
Well, he surrendered three times. They never captured Geronimo. He was never captured. The man that went down there and talked Geronimo into giving himself up was Charles B. Gatewood. And Nelson Miles named another man. When it came time for Gatewood to go forward and say, I'm the guy that talked him into it, he went down there and chased around. Geronimo trusted him, by the way, and Tom Horn,
yep,
and Al Seaver. These guys were the ones that really chased him. Nelson Miles gave it all to different people. He got them out of the way. But they went down there and they talked him in, and we've been chasing after you, and we're going to chase you for 50 years unless you give up. And then finally, Geronimo says, I want you to be an Indian right now. He told Charles Gatewood this. He said, I want you to be Geronimo right today. What should I do? He said, trust him. And you know what? Gatewood mourned to his grave because he gave him that advice, because Nelson Miles lied to him. They told him they could be with their family, shipped them off. They could go back to the reservation, and they shipped them off into Florida. They put them 500 miles from their wives and everything. He finally ended up in Indian territory. My grandfather knew him in Fort Sill, Oklahoma. He never got to go back home, ever. Never.
A very smart man, a very good businessman.
Yeah. They let him out enough that he could go on train trips and go to the world fairs and stuff, and he ended up with his money and stuff to take care of his family. The Godhead. The Godhead, the power, the venomous, the Godhead, unto the to be them without excuse. Unto ace, extension of limitation, thought of revelation. Remember what's the Hebrew equivalent of ace?
Ace. Get this down. Extension or limitation, the thought of revelation. Page 119 in your analytical Greek lexicon. F is the Hebrew equivalent. It's a sign of the direct object.
An extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. Let's look at that now. All of this power, all of this creation is pointing man unto the, to be them, accusative plural, third personal pronoun, accusative plural masculine, every man to be present infinitive active, anapologetos. We got our word apologetic out of this, apologetic. That's where we get our word apologetics. The Latin word is inexcusabilis. Inexcusabilis. In other words, inexcusable. We get our English from the Latin, inexcusable. Not inexcusabilis, but inexcusable. We are inexcusable. The whole human race are held accountable because of the creation, because of one blade of grass out there. Even a goat head. Everything in this world calls for a creator. Let's go on now to verse 21. Yes, young lady.
Do you know where it says up in the upper left-hand corner where it says one thing?
Yes.
Can you tell me what that first sentence is?
His tagar orata'a? Is that what I wrote?
What you wrote.
Okay, I'll say it. I'm going to turn this old antique
tape
play over. Okay. His attributes have been unseen since the creation of something for them to be hidden from. All right? His attributes have been unseen since the creation of something for them to be hidden. God's nature, the creation of that we see, defines the nature of God and His everlasting power and divinity. What keeps the world in out there wandering around where it's supposed to? His power. His eternal power. How long has the sun been out there? How long has the stars? How long has the Little Dipper and the Big Dipper been there?
5 billion years.
God's held it together all this time by His dynamis. Dynamite power. All right. Arotaha. By the way, we had in Baptist ranks, we had a man, nobody knows him except for me, I guess, and a few others that I've taught, J. Lewis Guthrie. J. Lewis Guthrie was a physicist. In other words, he was a scientist. By the way, Luke was a physicist. Did you know that? Mm-hmm. Luke was a physicist. A physician also, but a physicist, which means a scientist. Luke was a scientist of his time. A physicist and scientist.
Luke in the Bible was a physicist.
Okay. This J. Lewis Guthrie was a physicist. Now there's a word in Greek that's called atoma. Atoma. That's it. We got our word atom right out of that. Remember? Medical and physical scientific terms are all out of Greek. Atoma means what? Not able to be split. When you split an atom, what do you have? You have problems. When you split the atom, you have problems. J. Lewis Guthrie, before they ever split the atom, talk about splitting the atom and it going into a great energy. You know when these are Greek terms, I'm just throwing a little tree up at you. When they were going to do the first atom bomb, when they were going to set the bomb off, you know that they thought that that bomb might blow up the whole universe? The chain reaction may never stop. And they took a chance! To blow up the whole universe when they set the thing off.
Good guess.
What? Would you do that, Bill?
No.
Would you walk out there in the unknown like that and risk the whole world? Well, yeah, mad scientist. Yeah. All right. 121. All right, you ready? Mm-hmm. You have any other questions, young lady?
No,
are you a teacher? That's what I thought. You had to be to know the languages like you do. Diote. Nontes. Ton theon. Uk. Hos. Theon. Edoxasen. Hey. Here's a tongue twister right here. Eucharisteson. All right. All was cut short. It's Allah. Okay. All. Imatiotheson. Him. Toys. Look at this word. What's this next one? Dialogismois. Remember I told you this is one word for understanding, mind. Paul throws another one at it. He's throwing them all. In the last few verses, he's thrown all of the words from mind at us. And the logogismos autou kai eskatiste hei asinetos auton kardia. All right, look at that. Young lady, what do you teach?
Algebra.
All right, boy, that's science. I'm going to tell you, that's science. You've got to have some brains to put that together. See, I've never been able to do that. That's beyond me. I'm an Indian. I mean, we only understand the physical, the rational things. You have to go out there and really study the abstract.
Once I get past my toes, I'm lost.
Well, I had to learn when I did my extra class ham radio license that the advanced and extra class was the same license that you took for the Bachelor of Science degree that you go to college when you study electronics. So I had to study algebra, logarithms, all of that. You know, we had to go into even, all of it.
What does that allow you to do, Jim?
What? The extra class?
Talk
on the radio. Oh, the other light. Well, if you do that, you can work on transmitters and everything else. You can design them because you have to be able to figure out the math and all of that, all the different circuits and everything. You have to do all of that. Okay? And back then, that was the same test that you took in college for the final exam. Diote. Nonte ton theon. Uk. Hos theon. Uk hostion edoxase he eucharison. Eucharistan. Because having known by experience, look at that word, here's another one. Having known by experience, by knowledge, experimental knowledge. That's what that means, experimental knowledge. That's when you really get out and do something. I always loved radio all of my life. And I, when I was a little kid, I got a kit to build a crystal radio set. And you had to do something, wrap this thing with so many turns and do this and do that. And you could just click these little alligators, clicked, and you could move this little wand and up and down there, and you could listen to a radio without a battery in an earphone. That was so neat to me. That was a miracle. That was a miracle. I really liked that. Because having known the God, not as God. They wouldn't accept God as God. Now, here's where I'm telling you when God's going to cut them off. God finally cuts people off. Zip. Forget it. Bye. Devil can have you. Okay? Not as God, edoxason, that means glorified Him. Glorified Him. They wouldn't glorify God as God. Or, give thanks. We get a word Eucharist from this. Eucharist in the Catholic Church is the gift. They have the idea of transubstantiation where you take this wafer and they do these miracle things on it and turn it into the flesh of Jesus Christ and you're actually eating the body of Christ. And the cup is turned into His blood and you're actually drinking His blood. And that gives you merit. That's one of the seven sacraments of the Catholic Church. Okay? And that gets you to heaven. Okay? It's one of the seven things that you do to get to heaven. Eucharist, the good gift. That's what it means, good gift. Give thanks. Third person plural, first aorist, indicative active. From Eucharistio. Allah, it's shortened here for euphony. Remember what euphony means? Good sound. But, strong adversative conjunction. Think it's on page 15. Became empty, became vain, became manic. Comes from Mount Matao. That means extremely mentally ill. That's what I mean. Mantis, manta. Become a maniac. Like a wild beast. Out of its head. Oof. But became empty, vain in the dialogismos. In the understanding, able to put things together. The reasonings of them. Their reasonings became retarded. They became irrational. And was darkened. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that who believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, because the world is already condemned. Because, it says, that the world chose darkness rather than light." Jesus said, "I am the light." Some people choose scotia, darkness, scotia. Scotia sophon, thick, deep darkness. But out here in the wintertime, when you go out there around Old River where I live, go way out to yonder, where the old lake bottom was, I mean, the fog is black and it's thick. You can't see from me to you, Bill. I drive home from church some night, and I can't see that far. 6 feet. Scotia sophon. And was darkened. Third person singular, first aorist, indicative passive. From Scotia. The undiscerning, asinetos. That means the senselessness. That's a little verbal adjective. You can't put things together. It can't be constructed. Your mind will not construct. If you give up, if God gives up on you, finally, He's given you enough light and you rejected the light, and He finally gives up on you, you've had it. Because you can't even put basic understanding together. Auton, cardia. Cardia. Remember cardia, we think about it as a heart, the seat of affections. And also the word splodna in Greek also, which means your guts. Where do you feel? Have you ever had butterflies? When you had to get up and speak to some, over a bunch of people and everything, you get butterflies, your stomach just flutters in there. That's your guts. That's what splodnia says. A lot of people say that the seat of affection was their kidneys. Well, here it says it's the heart. And when we talk about the heart, we're talking about the soul of man. The seat of affection. All right, the soul of man. The soul of man. Jeremiah 2:5, 2 Kings 17:5, Romans 9:2, 10:16, 5:5, 1 Corinthians 4:5, Micah 7:2-6. The heart, according to Romans 5:5, may either be indwelt by the Spirit of God or by the energizer of evil. John the Baptist, speaking, going back to the book I quoted, God's Plan with Man by A.J. Kirkland. He said, when John the Baptist saw those Pharisees coming to him, and they wanted to be baptized, he said, "Ye born of Satan, ye brood of Satan, of snakes. You brood of snakes." In other words, of the devil. Those were born again of Satan. They were cut off from God. Who has caused you to flee from the wrath to come? You have no more. All they wanted to do was go out there and make themselves look good. They weren't caring. They didn't care anything about God. They'd already been cut off of God. Their heart had been darkened. They couldn't put things together. Jesus spoke to them in parables so they would be blind. And they couldn't understand what He's talking about. And by the way, all the rabbis taught in parables. And Jesus rabbis taught in parables so that the students can understand. And Jesus taught in parables so that their minds would be darkened. Turned the tables on them. John called them, "Ye sons of the devil. Ye brood of the devil." That ought to scare somebody right out of hell, didn't it?
Where did you say this came, this quote came from? You got it written here. The heart may be the home of the Holy Spirit or of evil.
Yeah, the evil desires. In 1:24 and Mark 7 and verse 21. We'll look at that a little bit next week because we're running over just a little bit right now. All right.
Suddenly it's not, it just dawned on me, I don't know. But suddenly it's not then too difficult to understand why the world is in the shape of sin.
It's born of sin. It's born of Satan. So much of the world is born of sin. Why do you think people get out in false religion? And they can't get out of it. Because they're sold out. God gave them up. Nations have personalities. Remember when I talked about the book of Genesis? Nations have personalities. Nations have personalities. Nations are like individuals. The book of Daniel talked about nations as having angelic forces over them. Evil influence. Mm-hmm. All right? Evil influence. Bill.
Do you know what I learned, Jim, about the people, the different religions, Jehovah's Witness, Mormons and stuff like that? They're made up of a congregation of people that are too lazy to study the Bible for themselves. They'd rather be told. And they follow. It's like the blind leading the blind. I mean, it is the blind leading the blind,
isn't it?
What I'm saying is that people would go to the effort to find out for themselves rather than be told. But they're so lazy, it's easier to sit there in a pew and let somebody tell me what I'm saying.
A cult is an interpretation of the Bible or some religious writing according to a certain person only. In all reality, Catholic Church is a cult because it's the Pope. Mormonism, Joseph Smith, Charles Sage Russell, Seventh-day Adventist, Mary Ellen White, Joseph Smith, all of this, they have somebody's interpretation that you're following, basic. And every one of those interpretations does one thing. It changes the person of God to a different God. Number two, it does away with eternal punishment. Hell, every one of them do away with that.
And if you ask them, do they study the Bible for themselves? They can't. They can tell you what somebody there told them, but they don't study it for themselves.
All right. Well, go out and do something eternal this week. All right. Go out and do something eternal. And speak to those people out there that may not be born of Satan and try to see if you can influence them in some way. All right. The title of the message tonight was Being Born of Satan. Those that are born of Satan. Being born again of Satan. All right. Because we know that can happen. They can be cut off from God. Because they did it. God didn't cut them off. They cut themselves off. And God just cut them off as they went. By their own volition.
Yeah.
Young lady, would you mind dismissing us prayer? Would that be all right with you? All right.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the changing weather. Thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for bringing us all here to safely together and for just loving us.